see, I don't get through with that thing. I seen a whiskey, famous, just the fellow with lemon food, but of course, he used to take a week. He used to make it. He used to like it. He used to like it, take it. And it's all kind of this whiskey. Yeah, I went over there, over there. He used to make a connoisseur. He said, I went over there, bad. He said, I'll make them home drunk with that. I said, what? He said, baby, you won't get it home? He said, I'll take it. I care. I'll play that match and put it on the ground and home. Go there and steal it home. Put it on the ground and home. Go there and eat that thing. It just looked bad. He said, welcome back, catch me, come over. I said, what? I bought from the so he's a kid of the son that man would make that whiskey get drunk, you know. He'd get drunk too. Yeah, I said, well, find the whole drink, yeah. The boss man told me, I said, is it good for sure? I got some of my home business. I don't know why he had. I said, I don't know. I used to buy a home with it. I go there, I said, I want to buy a home. He said, what kind of a small son? I'll buy one or two for it, you know. But this son was stealing. He was going back there, catching right back and stealing. But he ran over and got it. But that scared fellow, what you talking about there? Look, this is the number two to go to Federal. It's nothing to go there and get him and get drunk. Steal him home and kill him, bash him, till you make him drunk and he catch him. I said, well, this is something like that.
Couldn't have done that.
Well, there you go, but he do it. He steal from Mr. Newman. The woman knew he was a steal, keep egg, a chicken. But you see, that's to show you. But people work for people. Now, I work for that man. You know what I mean? Because I couldn't steal anything. I want money, anything. I think about that last night. The priest was down there. He used to have money. He had one of the trunks. I got one of these old trunks. It's about this long and this long. He had a top one. He said, hey, that thing has so much money in there. And Mr. Davis, he said, I forgot to bring the checkbook. He'd be up at Clarkville. He'd leave Baton Rouge, be at Clarkville, keep the character. He said, I want you to go, and you go to my room, and you go upstairs, and you look in my trunk, give me the key. Say, look in my trunk, and you give me a checkbook out there. I said, all right. I'd go there, I'd lock that trunk, I'd get the checkbook in there. He had a book in there, but that I would check, you know. And one part of the other car, he said, bring me the book. I said, all right. So I'd go there and get the book. He'd tell me what the book was. I'd go there and get it, bring it back to him and give it to him. But I could have took money if I would. I'd done some best. I said, I would do something like that. And I'd bring it back to him. He said, all right, Mr. Davis, you got it. I said, yeah, I got it. Take it, you go to town, we just put you, whatever you got to put in the bank, put you in the bank. I mean, that's why he was so quick to me, because I was tend to his business, you know, I tend to his wife. I never did believe in that business of stealing, taking it. That ain't no good. I never did do nothing like that. I used to work with Mr. Davis, go all over the house, in the way of the house. He had whiskey, he had everything in there. I didn't drink no whiskey. He said, I don't whiskey that part up there, place like cabinet, full of whiskey, all kinds of whiskey. I don't get taking money, dragging it all on there. I don't get part of it, nothing like that. I have to show you how some people go there, oh, he could, he got taken. If I take money, if I take anything, he didn't have no money.
Yeah.